Well, I was born in what was then called Salisbury, which is Harare, in southern Rhodesia, in 1929. And we lived in a little house. Well, I thought it was a little house then, but it seemed bigger when I saw it again, in 88 Fife Avenue, I think it was. Mm. I remember being given an African axe for my 6th birthday, so that I could chop wood. And I got a photo somewhere, I think, of myself and my brother Dennis chopping wood for the fire. I had a dog called Jill. Was Jill our dog? And she died, yeah. I think it was Jill. And I had an aviary of budgies, and I had another aviary of canaries, and I had a large cage, an aviary for my two night apes, which used to come out at night and hop around in my room, leaving their little paw marks on this picture railing. And they would come onto my shoulder. And then they slept sometimes in the daytime in the pocket of my jacket while I went round, stuck their heads out. Night apes are a small, very baby lemur with deep red eyes, and they come out at night. I must have gone to school in Salisbury. I got no recollection of it. But I went off to Rosavi School when I was 7. And I didn't think much of that, going off 50 miles to a boarding school. But it happened. And I soon came to like school, actually. It was Bob Grinham.
Right.
A rather fierce headmaster. And he beat me once for stealing his guavas from his guava tree.
Where?
Then we moved down to Bulawayo, but I went on at that school. I was travelling overnight by rail to Rosario School. And we came to live in a house opposite the swimming pool. So I got plenty of swimming and diving. And my father was, his title was the Venerable Archdeacon of Matabeleland, which I used to think was a rather distinguished title.
Problem.
Rosario, in a way, wasn't a bad school. It was quite a good school. It believed in encouraging the students to take risks. Very unlike modern schooling, which is constantly advising them to be safe. So we, in order to be promoted, we had to cross over from one set of copies to another with about a yard between the two and about 20 feet drop if you missed it. So you had to lean forward and then pull yourself up on rocks. If you passed that, you were allowed to go on the morning walks in groups of four instead of being supervised. Or was it two nights and 3 days? I can't remember. Down to Bulawayo and then on through Botswana, through Botswanaland as it was called, and on eventually to the Cape. And the train journey was quite an exciting thing. And you used to stick your head out of the window but hope that you wouldn't get smuts from the steam engine in your eyes if you were looking out of the window. And we eventually arrived at Cape Town and went on to Gordon's Bay, where we had a month of wonderful holiday with parents, swimming, learning to dive and so on. That's it.